Anybody here have kids? Anybody here have kids? What the F? So one of my best friends was a guy named Norm Macdonald. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's funny.
Reform! What the F? Let's go! Who here knows who Norm Macdonald is? Let's go!
And turned off the spotlight. Now they turned off his mic.
Good evening, my name's Justin, I'm the director of operations. We've decided to conclude the show early in the best interest of those who bought tickets. We apologize for what you've seen tonight. Please email the box office. We'll be responding to inquiries and processing credits and refunds. We apologize. Thank you very much. I'll be in the lobby if you have questions or concerns.
Wow is right.
Goodness.
Oh my gosh. The crowd was very...
Yeah, boisterous.
Wow, yeah.
The booth from The Sopranos in that final scene...
That went on auction.
Sold for $82,600.
And they were asking for 10.
It says here that Ed O'Neill from Modern Family is a notorious butt dialer. And when we were talking about the Doobies during the Song of the Day, they are releasing an album with Michael McDonald for the first time since 1980. And that is today's Cheap and Trashy on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Partnering up with Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire can help you in a number of ways. Just knowing where to take your car when the check engine light comes on, or it's been several thousand, more than 5,000 miles since you last had it serviced, get it to one of Don's three locations, have a diagnostic check run, and count on their top-notch technicians to diagnose and solve any issues that may be ongoing. But they don't find things that don't exist. You got to be able to trust the people you give your car to. When you're ready for tires, Don carries all the major name brands at a wholesale price. He gets them directly from the manufacturer and then offers you those tires with a price that includes installation, no games or gimmicks. So whether you need the basics, the works, as we call it, and by the way, we give that away on the Friday morning show around 8:55. You can qualify to win that just by calling us at 272-9228. Just leave us your first name and last initial. You'll be in that drawing. Three locations to serve you, from high atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, where the skiing season is about to end. They can take care of you there. That's Mitch's location. Don is downtown at 408 Madison, and the crew at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. 703.
By Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, Atlanta Highway at Tegman Center Drive. We had an accident there earlier. They have removed that from the highway. It is off on the right side of the road at Tegman Center. Please use caution. They're still on the scene there, but all lanes are open now. We had an accident earlier, 3500 block Norman Bridge Road, right near the Warming Center in East Ogden. Use caution there, and a couple of disabled vehicles. West Fairview Avenue at Gaston and I-85 southbound at Forest Avenue. We've got disabled vehicles there. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated when you need the best equipment. Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side, count out loud, you may begin.
Yes, officer.
1, 2, 3. Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over, brought to you by Adeka Lets.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I quit my job at the helium factory today.
Why ever would you do that?
Because I refuse to be spoken to in that tone of voice.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Reports out this morning that Nikki Haley is about to drop her bid for the Republican presidential nomination. A word is expected later in the morning. This comes after Donald Trump and Joe Biden swept Super Tuesday, with each winning all but one of their races, setting the stage for a likely Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump lost Vermont to Nikki Haley. President Biden lost the Democrat primary in American Samoa to a Baltimore-based investor, Jason Palmer. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff faces former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey in the race for the late Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat in California. New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to send more cops underground, looking to boost the number of officers in the subways to combat a surge in crime. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 87 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Brandon Phillips, Quality Control Manager at Facebook and Instagram. Many of you may have felt scared and stressed yesterday when we were down. Well, we're back and your lives are back to normal. That's right, endlessly stalking ex-boyfriends and girlfriends you haven't spoken to for years. It's back. Tracking how many likes you got on that weird Minions meme you put up? It's here to stay. And posting every meal you've ever had that features even a slice of avocado has returned back to your life to help make you feel whole again. I was starting to actually feel genuine emotion there. All right, time for a quick Instagram selfie. All right, that feels better.
That certainly caused a ruckus yesterday when Facebook and Instagram suddenly became unavailable.
I know, right?
And of course, the first thing that comes in to fill that vacuum is the conspiracy theory claiming it was election interference. I don't know if they ever explained what happened at all. I just find it mighty coincidental that there would be a nationwide outage of a social media platform on Super Tuesday.
You know, TikTok, of course, is heavily Chinese influenced. We know that, right? But yet, in China, you cannot get on Facebook or Instagram because they won't allow it. So, I mean, what a double standard there.
From our
Let's Get Nuts
department, we have a guy who was stung by a scorpion. Now, this is a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Stung down there.
Lame-ass story. When I was first working for our current boss in Miami Beach, the building was a dump, and it was old. And when the AC went off, we called them palmetto bugs, but these huge roaches would come crawling out of the walls and the ceiling.
Oh, man.
And even when it was working, every once in a while, you know, in the quiet that a station can be, the air is pierced by the shriek from another room where somebody was going through a file cabinet and one of those things came flying out.
Huge roach.
Yeah, they're big. I mean, they show up in air traffic control when they're...
Filthy animals, too.
We had, one day, I remember her name for this reason only. Dina was the receptionist. She came into the studio to give me something. Mm-hmm. And I looked up at her from the seat, and I watched the blood drain from her face in real time, and she could not talk. So... she was looking down, so I looked down, and about 3 inches away from my right foot was a scorpion.
Oh, my God.
Tail up in the air, the whole nine yards. And so, you don't want to get bit by one of those. This guy got
this
bit.
This story, he was in a resort in Las Vegas. He's from California, and he was stung in the testicles.
Yes.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I went to the restroom, and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
Staying at a resort.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
So I guess now when you go to Vegas, you have to ask for a
scorpion-free room.
Yeah. Yes. Or have that thing swept. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
By the way, yesterday's forecast did not work out as expected. You know, we thought there'd be a lot of rain around for a good part of the day. Certainly most people got rain, but I had 2,700s over on the east side, but not as much rain as we thought. And the reason is there was a big complex of storms yesterday morning along the Gulf Coast, and that kind of robbed the moisture from our part of the state. So that's what happened. Cloudy much of this day today. Limited afternoon sun. We'll say a few sunbreaks possible. Comfortable, high 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 53. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow with increasing clouds later. A warm day tomorrow with a high around 77. On Friday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon hours. But rain and storms become widespread Friday night through the overnight hours. Locally heavy rainfall amounts, severe weather risk included. And that's through Saturday morning when the storms shift into southeast Alabama. Then dry the rest of the weekend. Sunday's high only in the low 60s. So that's a big cool down. Right now, light rain out at the airport. And light rain and mist, they're saying. It's cloudy and 62 at 7:13.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
All hail Jay.
Well, thank you very much. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. They are a one-of-a-kind jewelry store selling one-of-a-kind jewelry, and they have that 7.88-carat emerald ring currently available for you that you can see on their website at heirloomjewelers.com or on Facebook or on Instagram as well. Gold price went up even... So yesterday I told you that gold was at an all-time high. Not too long after that, I was informed that gold had gone even higher.
Yes.
So it is just continually going up. And Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers is willing to pay top dollar for that gold that you may have. 20% more if you want to use it for store credit and maybe pick up that 7.88-carat emerald ring if you would like to. So your unwanted gold jewelry has never been worth more. If it's broken, if it's just sitting around, you thought, you know what, one day I'm going to get that repaired. You don't even have to worry about that. It doesn't even have to be fixed. Just bring it in and talk to Troop, and he's going to offer you top dollar for it. And if you've also got estate jewelry that you'd like to sell or maybe get a value or something like that, Troop's going to help you out with that as well. 260-0066 is the number. 260-0066. I say again, if you have gold, it is worth a lot of money right now, and Troop is going to help you get that sold and give you the money that it's worth. Top dollar for it. Give him a call. 260-0066. Heirloom Jewelers is located on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2 by appointment only. But Troop will talk to you anytime. Just call him. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right. It's a study. In fact, I should play our traditional study open.
Curing disease, ending world hunger, protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
This is important. Well, parents are worried that non-alcoholic beer is a gateway drug. In a survey of 1,100 parents, that the respondents fear offering zero alcohol beer to teenagers, which they should. First of all, it's not completely alcohol-free.
Yeah, you pointed it out before. There is some minor component of alcohol.
Anybody that's ever been prescribed Antabuse and tried it with non-alcoholic beer has paid a terrible price for that. Antabuse is a placebo that sits in your system and does absolutely nothing unless alcohol comes into your bloodstream. And more often than not, you'll end up in the ER.
Sold by Anheuser-Busch. Antabuse.
Parents think these non-alcoholic beers and wines can make their kids more curious about drinking. Really? This is a no really wow, you know? Research has shown that delaying the introduction of alcohol to children can reduce the likelihood of binge drinking and alcohol-related issues later in life.
Next thing they'll have is candy cigarettes. You watch.
Yeah, to get people to start smoking.
You remember those?
Yes, I do. You can still get them at Cracker Barrel, I think.
Is that right?
It's been a while, but yeah, I think you can. Here's the thing. In rehab, the O'Doul's, I think, was the first.
Yep.
And when it was introduced, we had a big meeting, and we had a guest speaker, and the guest speaker was asked, what about O'Doul's?
Yeah.
And she pointed out, well, first of all, it's not alcohol-free, but secondly, you are going to relapse if you try O'Doul's because your mouth is going to recognize the taste, and your brain is going to say, where's the kick? Mm-hmm. Where's that little buzz that comes with the beer?
Yeah.
So they said, not a good idea. If you're really intending on staying sober, see if you can't find something else to take its place. That was brought to you by Applied Security, Mark and Vicky, with 4 decades of experience in providing top-notch but easy-to-work-with systems. Take it from somebody who owned a house for 8 years that had a security system in it that never got used because I needed a degree to figure it out. Now, Applied Security, their systems are easy to work with, but incredibly protective. You don't want to breach it. So set and forget. That's basically how it works. You also save on monthly monitoring with Applied Security. It starts under $30 a month. So whether it's your home, business, or property, reach out at 279-8338, 279-8338. That's Mark and Vicky, local, also an advantage for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Blue Water News is next, followed by part one of Random Facts, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop. You said pop quiz question. And those Food Outlet specials changed today. Those are coming up too. 718.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. More than 6,000 Montgomery County voters in the newly formed 2nd Congressional District received postcards with incorrect voting information ahead of Tuesday's primary. A software glitch incorrectly placed those people in the 7th Congressional District, but they were still able to vote for the correct candidates. Montgomery County residents voted yes on the addendum to renew the 3.5 county property tax millage that goes toward education. The ad valorem tax provides $11 million annually to the Montgomery Public Schools and another million to Pike Road Schools. Alabama lawmakers advanced legislation Tuesday to shield in vitro fertilization providers from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Committees in the State House and Senate approved nearly identical bills that would protect IVF providers from lawsuits. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's March 6th, the greatest day ever. On the 6th of March, 1899, Bayer registered the trademark for aspirin. That night, the inventor of aspirin, Felix Hoffmann, wanted to celebrate. But his wife told him,
"Not tonight. I've got a headache."
To which Hoffmann replied,
"Aha, not tonight, honey. I invented aspirin, yeah?"
Have a great March 6th, the greatest day ever.
And now, J. Scott bears his soul to bring you random
facts. That's one of the famous aspirins. Bayer.
They have kind of a dark history in World War II, their company, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I forget that weird story.
I am so relieved that you used that.
You know, all this, these extra jokes can be Excedrin.
Boy, you don't hear that much anymore, Excedrin. Yeah. What's a Bufferin? Is it another one?
You know, St. Joseph's is the patron saint of random facts. Did you know that?
I hadn't heard of Bufferin in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I have when I'm watching things on the internet.
Well, I was downloading something the other day, and it was Bufferin.
Yeah, exactly.
It was jokes like that. Kept me employed in this business for 100 years.
And he even threw in St. Joseph.
What is that?
That was like a type of aspirin. It was
St. Joseph's aspirin for children.
It was like lower dosage.
Did you know?
What?
By the way, I take a baby aspirin every day. It's supposed to keep your blood thin.
Supposed to, yeah.
Prevent clots.
Yeah, I take aspirin once a day. It's part of my, you know, doctor's orders things for my blood pressure and everything else. So,
and you're looking good.
Why, thank you very much.
You really do.
Did you know the Irish Supreme Court does not classify Subway bread as bread?
What's Subway? Subway
restaurants.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the reason for that? I think I might have heard this a while back.
Well, maybe you can probably tell me why, because they classify it as cake.
Huh.
You know why?
Sugar in it?
Wow. Sugar, exactly. The sugar content in Subway bread is very high.
Wow, I did not know that either. Hey, and then, so there's that, and there's that tuna thing. Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it talk, was it tacos?
Actually, you know what? I haven't been in one of those places since Megan Rapinoe was their spokesperson. Troll.
It's been even longer. I haven't had a Subway in a long time.
Who was that creep that was there?
Oh, Jared?
Jared.
Yeah.
He's still in prison, by the way.
Yeah.
How do you find that out after years? It wasn't like they put the guy on and 2 weeks later they find out he's a pedo.
He was on forever.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There is a Jared documentary. I think it's on HBO Max. That goes into how that started to come out. He just started getting comfortable with people and making references and comments based on that to kind of ease into it, and started to expose himself, not in the literal sense of exposing right. himself, but actually exposing his...
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on in his head there. Mm-mm. Did you know Frank Zappa wrote a song in 1982? It was intended to be a mocking satire of the...
Don't Eat Yellow Snow?
The teen culture out in California. The name of the song was called Valley Girl. Ironically, however, the song was incredibly successful and popularized the entire Valley Girl accent nationwide. So much so that a year later, a film was released called Valley Girl.
Right?
Did you know fast food chains here in the United States, the drive-through sales account for 70% of purchases? And that is up 30% from pre-pandemic levels.
Yes, and by the way, if you don't feel like going through that long line at McDonald's, you know, the drive up, if you walk in, it's a lot quicker sometimes.
It really is. Yeah. It's even quicker if you use the app.
Oh, the app is incredible.
Yeah.
You walk in and
you just walk in
and you pick it up.
Pick it up. You're good. There you go. Walk right back out. Did you know? Despite committing suicide in 1945, Adolf Hitler was not issued a death certificate until 1956. There was a lengthy investigation collecting testimony from 42 witnesses. Hitler's death was entered as an assumption of death based on the testimony.
And he was in Argentina the whole time laughing at them.
Yeah. Hanging out at gas stations with Elvis and all the others. Did you know... the name of Nottingham, like, you know, Robin Hood and stuff.
Yeah.
It is Anglo-Saxon in origin. There was a Saxon chieftain who was named Snot.
Snot?
He ruled an area known as Snottingham. Yeah.
That was the State of the Union.
In Old English over there, and it is now Nottingham. They decided, you know, we should probably change that name from Snottingham. Just drop the S. Did you know the Panama Canal, the sea level at the Panama Canal, the Pacific side is higher than the Atlantic side?
Yep.
But only by 20 centimeters. And that is due to the... water being less dense on the Pacific side than it is on the Atlantic side.
Duh, you mean it wasn't from all the icebergs melting in the polar cap?
I actually have no clue why, but that's just the reason it is. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the longest staircase in the world. We will also give you the Guinness World Records for the loudest outdoor and the loudest indoor stadium. We'll give you those records. We will tell you about a little random fact about the Tom Jones single, It's Not Unusual. And we're going to give you a random fact about cruise ships as well as Canada. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Later this morning, we will have our Morning Maroon nominees for today.
Bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Cover them all, including everybody that didn't vote for Jacqueline on that list today.
Oh, something I meant to ask you when you were talking about O'Doul's just a minute ago.
Yes.
When did that come out? When was O'Doul's?
Mid-80s.
Was it mid-80s? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
And there's, I guess there's a...
Because that meeting, I tell you, was in between May and June of 85.
Yeah.
So it was out before then.
So it was before, okay.
I guess there's a couple of them now. There's more than one, more than O'Doul's.
But I still think they have 0.5%
they have, yeah.
alcohol.
It's the same. Every what is it, Diet Coke or those things that have, like, no calories, they actually do have, or no sugar, they actually do have it, but it, because it's so low, they don't have to report it.
Right.
FDA, yeah.
Yeah. It's like right. that same rule that allows a certain amount of rodent hair in your
right.
spam.
Oh, yeah.
Tongue and heart in your...
Let's not go back to ground beef.
Soon we will see the drabness of winter replaced by spring colors. You can make your home look better replacing that old furniture with the fresh lines of spring at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. They have continued their 50% off the top tag price at Kaiser with an order of $1,000 or more. You can get it with interest-free financing for qualified customers. You'll save on everything for your home to look great this spring, from recliners to entertainment centers, tables, chairs, and more. In fact, something for every room in your home, including a great selection of accent pieces to fit that odd spot that every house has that needs something, you're just not sure what. You're going to love working with Stella Beard, and she has added Leslie Wolfolk to her team, an experienced decorator who can help you plan a room, plan your entire home, whatever you're up for doing. But I'm telling you this, if you don't stop at Kaiser when you're furniture shopping, you are missing out on one of the biggest selections in the River Region with 60,000 square feet in their very unpretentious warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Wear comfortable shoes because I think you're going to look at a little bit more than maybe you planned. At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, get a great sneak preview of the scope and size of the selection by visiting them online at shopkaiser.com. The bus to camp 9 o'clock is halfway there at 7:30.
Well, traffic is really building all over the area as we get closer to the 8 o'clock hour. We have got a whole lot of cars on 65 southbound into Montgomery. 231 out of Wetumpka really getting busy now, as well as 85 southbound past Chantilly and Taylor on into downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and drive carefully. No major problems anywhere. We do have a couple of disabled vehicles. West Fairview Avenue at Gaston and I-85 southbound at Forest Avenue, a disabled vehicle there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota's got a great selection of Toyota Camrys, the number one selling car in America, and Toyota Corolla is the number one selling car in the world. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get in on the newest game in fantasy sports with Men's Beer League Slow Pitch Softball. Draft the best beer league players from local unions like Ted Kozlowski.
I led the local pipe fitters in beers chugged at third base.
Earn points when your players don't overdo it.
I'm gonna need a pinch runner. My gout's acting up.
And a bonus for our parlay players.
You'll win 12 points for my 12-foot arc of a 12-inch ball while I drink a 12-pack.
Choose from the best teams like Riverside Tool and Die and Jimmy's Hardware.
Jimmy led the league last year in cooler carries and cigarettes smoked in the outfield.
Build your team with guys who haven't played since high school.
I tore my meniscus in 92 and had to quit.
Fantasy Men's Slow Pitch Beer League Softball, where nobody will remember who won.
And now...
Nah, who gives a schlitz? We're more interested in random
facts. That was a beer. That used to be the largest selling beer in America. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Did you know the longest staircase in the world is the Neison stairway or the...
Neison.
Could be. N-I-E-S-E-N. N-I-E-S-E-N. Neison?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's the service stairway for... Oh, it's German, it sounds like. The Neisenbahn funicular? I don't know what that is.
This is the largest stairway?
It's in the world. It's located on Mount Neisen in the Bernese Oberland region of the Swiss Alps. Oh, I say German, it's Swiss. I'm getting my German and my Swiss confused lately. It's 11,674 steps.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait a second. I think I know this. I think it was featured on The Amazing Race. Like, you could skip ahead if you climbed all those stairs and then ziplined down.
Oh, boy.
I think that might be it. I'll have to look at that. Anyway, next we have the Guinness World Record. We just did the stairway in the world. Now we're going to tell you the Guinness World Record for the loudest outdoor and indoor stadium crowd roars. They're both held by stadiums.
In South America?
No, here in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say LSU is one of them.
LSU is not.
Okay, I'm going to say Michigan.
No, not Michigan either.
Okay.
Philadelphia?
No, Philly.
Okay. In Knoxville.
Not in Tennessee.
No, I think it's more...
The outdoor stadium at 142.2 decibels is Arrowhead Stadium.
I heard that.
That's in Phoenix, correct?
It's in the Kansas City area.
Oh, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the indoor at 130.4 decibels is Allen Fieldhouse, also in the Kansas City area.
Wow.
Yes. Those, again, I have to say, it's the loudest outdoor and indoor stadium crowd roars. So it takes the crowd to be in there to make that happen. It isn't just a concert or something like that.
That monstrosity in Minnesota, that
Metrodome?
Metrodome used to be one of the loudest.
Yeah.
Did you know? Tom Jones' single, It's Not Unusual. They were doing a recording session. And his drummer, a man by the name of Slade. Drummer. Who was a founding member. Slade was a founding member of Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
How about that?
He was also a drummer for AC/DC as well. There was a piano part in Tom Jones's It's Not Unusual, and they didn't have a pianist.
Hmm.
Slade ran across the street to a coffee house and recruited the guy playing piano over there. Said, come over here and do that. It was Elton John.
Oh, wow.
My God.
That's a random factor.
It was Reginald Dwight at the time. It was not Elton John. It was Reginald Dwight. So on the recording of It's Not Unusual, the piano part of that song is Elton John. Well, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Before he was Elton John.
Yeah. Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Yep. Did you know... Out of 212 cruise ship overboard incidents from 2009 to 2019,
yes,
only 48 people were rescued.
It's hard. You can't just slam the brakes on a ship.
You also don't get an idea of how fast they're moving on the ocean. until you're not in that boat anymore.
Yeah.
And it just goes, and there you're, that's it, you know. I don't know. I've never been on a cruise, and for whatever reason, I have no desire to be on a cruise.
Yeah.
No, and I don't blame you. And these things that they build now, these skyscrapers on a barge.
You don't even.
With 5,000 people.
You don't have the cruise experience. It's a mall.
Yeah.
You know, it's an amusement park. It's a theater. It's, I don't know. I agree with you.
Zero interest.
Yeah. And finally, did you know Canada has their own Mississippi River? And I don't mean that in the sense of you have the Mississippi River and then we have this other river that's like the Mississippi and we call it this. No, they call it the Mississippi River.
Did you know that you can go to the very origin point of the Mississippi
and walk across and jump across it?
Yeah,
yeah. At the headwater,
it is really the wildest
up in Minnesota.
Thing. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Exactly.
Canada has their own Mississippi River. It is unrelated and completely unconnected to the American Mississippi River.
Hey Canada, get your own river.
Get your own river, man. Those are your random facts.
All right, in a couple of moments, you'll have a chance to win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question. And today is Wednesday, so the specials change, and they've got some great stuff. Everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10%, so you'll save on everything in the house. And you'll appreciate if you're like me, a weekly grocery shopper, the consistency from week to week, no wild fluctuations. For example, sirloin tip roast, $4.51 a pound. That was the steak that I gave you the other day that I made
that
for breakfast last
dynamite.
Week.
Dynamite.
Got a big slab of sirloin. I cut it into serving size sections, marinated it, threw it on the grill, low temperature, flame up, searing, and then serve. It was awesome. And if you want some potatoes on the side, a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, two of those, 2 5-pound bags for $5. Smith pork loins are excellent, easy to cook, and they come in various flavors like mesquite and barbecue, garlic and so forth. That's an easy meal. 35 minutes in the oven, instant mashed potatoes. You're good to go with a first-class meal. Bluebell ice cream, everybody's favorite, $5.62. That's for a full old-fashioned half gallon of joy. And by the way, maybe I'll make pancakes one day next week.
We had National Pancake Day last week, right?
Yeah. Hungry Jacks are available, the 32-ounce box, $2.32. And all Coke products in the fridge pack, 12 cans, just slide it onto a shelf, let it refrigerate, you're good to go. $4.99 each for those. And there are more. Dasani Water, $3.60 for a 24-pack, a bottle of water. At all three Food Outlet locations, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And now we're ready to give you a $20 head start with today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this guy's death. His certificate was issued 11 years after his suicide. Who are we talking about?
272-9228, 272-9228. If you don't win the Food Outlet gift certificate, stay on the line and do a follow-up with Rich and get extra bonus entries in Friday's grand prize drawing.
Giveaway. It's not unusual.
Zucker Pecan gift card. We have Clark's Club membership worth $180 and the works of full service on your car from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. 272-9228.
We have an accident on East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge Road. Please use caution there. We've got a couple of disabled vehicles out there as well. West Fairview at Gaston and I-85 southbound at Forest Avenue. Traffic is beginning to get very heavy all over the area. We've got more cars out of Wetumpka now on 231. Typical for this time of the morning, our other busy spots are the usual ones. Northern Boulevard, East Boulevard, East-South Boulevard, I-65 southbound into Montgomery, and I-85 southbound. All of those arteries building. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, it is 7:45, and we go to Travis for the winning answer on our pop quiz question. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Good morning, sir.
Hey. So who is this historical figure where they issued the death certificate 11 years after his suicide?
That would be mein Heini Adolf Hitler.
Yes, Schickelgruber. Schickelgruber?
Schickelgruber. You know where I learned that word? From the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty, good work. Hold on. Let's do some follow-ups now with J-Tom.
Hey.
So, Jay just told us a fascinating random fact about this. They needed a piano player for It's Not Unusual with Tom Jones, and they had to run across the street and recruit somebody. Who did they recruit?
Well, they recruited one person, but he became Elton John.
Elton John, right. Yeah,
I couldn't remember his
name. It was Reginald Dwight, but that's okay. We wanted Elton John.
Good work. You know what? That was Dwight Privilege.
Dwight.
See what I did?
That's his middle name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Okay, up next on the Hit Parade, we go to Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, crew.
So, the loudest outdoor stadium crowd noise level is located where?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City is correct.
Good work. Bonus entry in the grand prize drawing. And then we at last wrap it up with Backup Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, how was it at the polls yesterday?
Very busy.
Yeah.
Very, very busy. We had twice as many people turn out as usual, but I'll be very honest with you. After the results that came out, I needed some beer. I needed something for my headache.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, I know. It was not a happy night.
Yeah, but the convoluted intro is right on target. And when you mentioned Schlitz beer, I said, wow, man, I haven't had that. Haven't seen that label in a long
time. It used to be a big deal, boy.
Yep.
Okay, so the Panama Canal, which seaside is higher, the Atlantic or Pacific side?
That's the Pacific due to the density of the water.
Yeah, that's correct.
Our random fact expert, Jay.
Yeah. Correct.
All hail, Jay.
Yeah. That's it. You got it.
All right. Y'all have a great day, fellas.
Thank you. All right, Steve. And,
did not finish? Why didn't it finish?
No, it did not.
Well, hey.
On the line. You'll never guess.
Jay Quallen.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Well, no.
Sad,
we're
angry.
We're thinking about you.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm fine. Let me tell you guys what I did last night, okay? So I came home, we got Mexican from El Rancho Grande. Anybody who lives in Wisconsin knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed at, like, 9 o'clock. Yeah. I was just exhausted, and I didn't even find out the results until they called me at, like, 10:45.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And, like, here's the thing. You guys, it's fine. We ran a good, clean race.
You did?
I have no regrets. Everything is fine. And, you know, you got to put yourself out there. And so we did, and God has a bigger plan, and I really am okay. Like, I'm fine with it.
Talk about a learning experience, right? I mean, the last few months... Right? And even not just for you, for Jared, for the kids, it's just an incredible learning experience, right?
Well, so this morning we had to have the conversation with Steven because he didn't understand.
You
know? And so I asked them, I said, so hey guys, mommy's not going to be running for judge anymore. Do you still want to go to the rodeo next weekend? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, all right then, let's do it. So it was a great teaching moment to explain to my kids, like, win some, you lose some. But at the end of the day, this is why I love being American, because we got to vote. Everybody got to get out there yesterday and cast their vote.
I love it.
By the way, that picture that you sent.
I'm looking at that picture of
in
you.
The pink rain slicker that I posted late yesterday afternoon has 348 reactions.
Actually, if you add the two, 350 now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so a great picture.
I got home yesterday, and you want to talk about feeling like a wet rat. I mean, it was... The rain was up until 4:30.
Yeah.
And then it was just a soaker. So I immediately came home, took a shower. But, you guys, at the end of the day, the big scheme of things, like, we had a great time. I met wonderful people. I got connected with my local Republican Party, and I'm not going to stop doing those things.
Yeah, you went to a few parades.
Yeah, we got to be in parades. Like, listen, Ida, I'm coming next year regardless. It's going to be Jared and I in the pickup truck, but we're coming.
I hear you.
So
well,
I am fine.
We're glad to hear your voice, and we're also glad to hear your spirit this morning. Your the way you're taking that.
So. Oh, yeah, very much. And you did finish in second place, which is good, too.
Yeah. 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 Oh, did we lose you?
We might, I think might have we
dropped.
Did.
It might have dropped.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Can. There we go.
I'm more worried about Greg than I was about me.
Don't worry. When things don't go my way, I just reach out for help.
Hello, Suicide Hotline. Please hold.
Well, maybe there's a, who knows what.
I'm just angry because it continues the great Alabama tradition of the most qualified candidate not winning, so I'll just let it go with that.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
Well, it really is, because at the end of the day, like, maybe bigger and better things are coming. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's great to hear your attitude. It's great to hear your voice this morning.
Yes. We're glad
you
you're
guys
calling.
Take care.
All right. Have a good
I'm
one.
I'm fine. All right. Have a good morning, guys. Good. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, that was really nice.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really change my feelings about it much. So I will remain bitter. It's life's too short to be bitter, really. It's 7:51.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So it's a gloomy start to the day today. There's even been a little drizzle out there at times, but otherwise, I think much of this day will be cloudy. There could be a few sun breaks in the afternoon hours, but I think any sunshine today will be rather limited. Comfortable, high 74, partly cloudy tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix, but increasing clouds later. A warm day tomorrow with a high around 77. Friday, now, the risk of showers and thunderstorms begins scattered in the afternoon hours, but becomes widespread Friday night and through the overnight hours into Saturday morning before shifting into southeast Alabama, including the threat of locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat from the Storm Prediction Center as well. The high temperature on Sunday with sunshine returning is 63, so that's a big change. Right now this morning, cloudy, 62, 753.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
The big welcome for Jay Scott.
Thank you very much.
By the way, I saw Paul Doe last night.
Oh, did you?
Said hello, yes.
Did you go over there?
I did.
Oh, what'd you have?
I had French fries.
Okay.
And a Diet Coke.
Did you do bacon cheddar fries or just the regular French fries?
Just the regular fries. We're on a diet and only ate half.
Okay. All right. Well, you can have what Greg had. The Diet Coke and the fries. Or you can get the bacon cheddar fries, which is on the appetizer thing. You can also get the jalapeno poppers if you want to get that as far as an appetizer. The fried pickles, the fried green tomatoes, the Cajun cheese curds, the corn nuggets, the calamari, even the dragon shrimp, which is fantastic. You can get the dragon shrimp po' boy as well. Those are awesome. It is basically just it's a po' boy with shrimp in it, and it's got the dragon sauce drizzled over it. And the shrimp spills over on the sides, and it's just wonderful. You'll get more than one meal when you go to the Seafood Bistro. You'll order one meal, but you'll get two. They've got salads there as well, the house, the Caesar, the Bistro, the BLT, or you can make your own if you would like to do that. And their house specialties, the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo. Also, they've got the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, the Seafood Bistro tacos, and the shrimp and grits. See the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com, or you can go to the delivery apps that are on your phone. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. They open up today at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday they open at 11, closed on Sundays. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Our news brought to you by Pettinger and Concrete Technologies. Coming up right now is the Wall Street Business Report at 7:54.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Biden administration is putting a limit on what banks can charge for late credit card payments. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule Tuesday to limit late payment fees, a move the agency says will reduce the typical fee by 75%, Boeing and its largest union opened talks on Friday, seeking the first new contract in 16 years as the U.S. plane maker grapples with its ongoing 737 MAX safety crisis and after big gains by workers in other sectors of the economy. Production at Tesla's electric vehicle plant in Germany came to a standstill, and workers were evacuated Tuesday after a power outage that officials suspected was caused by arson. Target is launching a new paid membership that comes with some extra perks, including unlimited same-day delivery. The retailer announced Tuesday it would expand its existing Target Circle program. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center presents Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour.
Only you know and I know.
With special guests, the Outlaws.
There goes another love song. Someone's singing about me again.
Friday, March 29th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour with special guest, the Outlaws. Live in concert. Get your tickets now.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
I don't know what the big announcement is, but it just played, and it's a big announcement. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but we're all about to find out.
We have a phone call.
I have no idea. I had to go press the microphone button. Hi, who's this?
This is Billy, and I've got just got a question.
Yes.
Okay. The place that Greg goes, and I think some of y'all go to have infusion and stuff like that, what's the name of that business y'all advertise?
That's Infusion Cryo and Laser.
296-1662.
It's across from Baptist East on Blunt Road.
Okay, and that name once again?
Infusion Cryo and Laser.
Gotcha. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Let us know how your experience goes, okay?
I will. I will call you and let you know.
Thanks. And say hi to staff over there. Terrific group of people at 758. Yes. Hard news brought to you by Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, Jay.
Okay, thanks. I didn't know.
If you're just coming to and haven't heard, Nikki Haley is getting out.
Yeah.
At last. And as of now, anyway, it looks like a Trump-Biden rematch. The story that is going to be fun to watch, I've enjoyed this every minute, this bogus RICO prosecution in Georgia of Donald Trump, who was arrested, had to pose for a mugshot. Well, guess whose mugshot's going to be sitting right next to his? Fannie Willis, yeah. Now... her status goes to the entire Georgia State Senate. And a legal scholar said he was dismayed because her case gets worse by the day. We're talking perjury, misappropriation of public funds, felonies that could put her